not line of this presentation. At first I'm going to give a brief background on MacLayer, then the purpose of this paper, followed by analysis in different networks like S-Aloha, confession-enabled smart variants, and mesh topology, and I conclude the presentation. First, quality of service. One of the major concerns in networks, wired and wireless, is quality of service. And during the last couple of years, it gained increasing attention over for network applications. And although the network technology have advanced the bandwidth in a high degree, unfortunately, dealing only with the bandwidth, it's not the only quality of service requirement. Different applications require a different set of quality of service requirements. So, and especially multimedia applications are really sensitive to mean delay and especially variance of delay. So, talking about medium access control layer, most of the quality of service provisioning strategies depend on MAC because there is the layer where the packets are being queued. And we can say that there are two types of MAC algorithms. The first is the link connection oriented MAC, which is contentionless, and the other one is where the nodes have to compete for the same link, which are called contention enabled. And then we can then subdivide for wireless connection-oriented networks. There are two different types of multiplexing methods. It's the regular division multiplexing, like TDM and FDM, and statistical division multiplexing, like Aloha, CSMA-CT, and CSMA-CA. So the question arises of why should we propose another paper on MAC layer? The main idea is to propose a method for the estimation of the variance of delay. And if we look at the current literature, there are hundreds of papers dealing with bandwidth, but very few about delay and especially variance of delay. And moreover, most of them only present some graphs and not the actual estimation of delay. In the end, we give an analytical evaluation of the conditions where the regular division multiplexing methods perform better than the statistical. So starting with the S-Aloha network characteristics, it is a link connectionless multi-access network. It has slotted transmissions, which means that the packet always occupies one slot. And we can say that the S-Aloha can be seen as a queuing model because each node has its own queue, and when a packet is arrived at a node, it's backlogged and then it waits there until there is a transmission slot available to be transmitted. So as we said, each node has its individual queue, and in each slot at most one packet can be transmitted, and when a node does not transmit, it turns into a receiver. So we can say that the transmission of a packet is a two-stage procedure. The first is the back-off stage, which is the time from a new arrival of a packet until the beginning of its transmission, and then the actual transmission of the packet. So we can say that a packet should wait in the queue for these two time periods. The first is the wait time before transmission, and then is a transmission trial period. So I'm not going into very details into the mathematics. You can't find them in the paper. But let's say for the wait time in the queue, denoted by W, the R is the residual time from the arrival of a packet until the next slot. TJ is the interval period between the end of subsequent success of the previous packet until the end of the subsequent success of the new packet, of the current packet, and Y is the residual time until the transmission. And then the probability for successful transmission in that slot, denoted by PR, where P small is the probability transmission in that slot, and K is the number of nodes. And the expected value is given by this formula. And we derived the formula for the variance of delay. After analyzing the results, we find out that there are two factors affecting that affect the variance of delay. The first one is the incoming traffic density, and that means that when the arrival late rate lambda s is quite small compared to the service rate, the total length of packets will be small, and the standard deviation will be small as well. And then the second factor is the contention period for packet transmission, and this is believed to be a key factor in link connectionless networks, as the nodes interfere with each other during this period, and that makes the time to be increased. Some results from our estimation. The first one is the standard deviation against the incoming traffic, and the second against the number of nodes. As we can see, both the analytical and simulation graphs match, and one might argue that there is like a diversion in the end of the graph, but this is actually because on the analysis we use infinite queue length, whereas in the simulation we only use a queue length of 5,000 packet length. So now moving on to the contention-enabled MAC variants. These are derived from the S-Aloha, and what they did is that they introduced the control packets. So we have two types of packets, control and data, that they are transmitted from a node. And the contention-enabled part of the network are the control packets, and after that there is a collision-avoided part, which is the data packets. So in this way we avoid collisions in the network during the data transmission. So assuming that the length of the control packets is negligible, we derive that we say that the probability for successful transmission tends to be 1. And so we substituting PR in the previous formula for standard deviation, we derive this new formula. And this is quite interesting graph, because we can see here that the different nodes may be different MAC variants, and we can see that the standard deviation is decreased as the probability for successful transmission tends to 1. And that's really true, because the collisions are avoided using MAC variants. And this last point here can be said that it's the link connection oriented networks, or the mesh topology networks. And now on mesh topology, why should we use mesh topology? As we said before, the link connection oriented networks perform better than contention enabled networks, and we can see that collisions in this mesh topology networks are avoided in the same segment. One might say that complexity is increased in the same segment when the node number is increased, but if we consider multi-hop in mesh topology, we may be able to decrease this complexity. assuming this model where we use a round-robin policy to pick up packets from each of the nodes and assign a different slot to them. We calculate again the standard deviation formula. The thing here is that even if the packet reaches the bottom of the queue, it has to wait for at least two slots to be transmitted. That's the mean delay value. And the results from that, we simulated that for different size of multi-hop networks, and the different lines show different number of nodes. And what we derive for this graph is that within the threshold of arrival rate, the variance of delay is persistent. It's very low. But even if we increase the number of nodes, the variance of delay is maintained to acceptable rate. So to conclude, the good matching of both the analytical and simulation results dictates that the proposed approach can be successfully used for the estimation of fluctuations in this kind of networks. And then if we want to make a comparison between the control packets networks and the mesh topology, is that, yes, of course, control packets increase throughput, but they introduce an extra overhead in the network, whereas mesh topology networks may increase the mean delay, but it controls the fluctuations in a good manner. So there is always a trade-off between throughput and fluctuation control. So we may say that mesh topology networks are better for multimedia networks. Thank you.